All right, everybody, welcome to the Locals of Legends Wrestling Radio CWA Night of Legends special. And speaking of legends, I've got one on the line right now. I'm talking about none other than the wild-eyed Southern boy, Italian himself, Mr. Tracy Smothers. Tracy, how you doing this evening, sir?
All right, Gene, just sitting here watching Fox News and trying to watch the weather a little bit, hoping we don't get snowed in again tomorrow, you know.
I hear you, man. Good grief.
How's the weather looking y'all's way?
We're looking at some ice coming in around Thursday morning here in Alabama. So we're hoping it's nothing like last week's fiasco.
What part of Alabama are you at?
I'm in Albertville between Gadsden and Huntsville.
Okay. All
right. So I know you're quite familiar with Gadsden from the Continental days.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, you should go there once a month. Sure did. But, yeah,
we got the big
big
Night of Legends show coming up this Sunday, Ripley, Mississippi at the Tippah County Coliseum. And speaking of places you're not a stranger to, I surely with Continental and Memphis, I'm thinking you've had your share of matches in Ripley, Mississippi over the years.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. It's always a good town for wrestling. Looks like they got a good show here with Molly against Sabu, Bushwhacker Luke is going in the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame, Barbarian, and Austin Idol. So that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Looking at it right here, guys
you are certainly no stranger to.
Yeah, not at all. 2 o'clock show, right?
Yes, sir. 2 o'clock. They're calling it the Night of Legends, but it's more like an afternoon of Legends. But we'll give that to them, I guess.
Danny Dollar's there. Johnny Morton, Jumpsuit Mafia, Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock, and Nathan.
Yep, Jimmy Blaylock.
Yep, Lonnie Brown, Chad Stone, Rodney, Mega Man Grimes, Rodney Grimes, Action Jackson, and several more. I'm sure. Just looking at the advertisement for it right here. I have no idea who I'm even wrestling. Do you know?
I haven't heard, Tracy. I haven't heard. I've heard some of the names on the card, but other than, like you said, Motley versus Sabu, that's the only match that's been announced so far. So I guess you're just going to have to be ready for anybody there when you show up Sunday.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. Cool. It'll be a good time. Good to see a lot of guys I haven't seen in a while. I don't get to see much. You should take it for granted. See them all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Looks like they promoted the show pretty good. It should do a good crowd. I don't know how the weather's going to be, but they're saying here, I'm above Evansville, Indiana, about 20 miles, and we're supposed to have 50 degrees by Saturday. It's supposed to be clearing up, but they're calling for 3 to 6 inches here, starting 6 o'clock tomorrow morning till Thursday morning. Winter weather advisory. I don't know how it's looking down that way, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the deal here. It's kind of, I guess, moving from up there down this way, and it's supposed to be clearing out, like you said, down here as well. It's supposed to be clearing out on Saturday, so hopefully the time Sunday rolls around, we'll have some pretty weather, and I know the fans are very excited to get a chance to see you and all the other great legends that's going to be coming up as well.
Yeah, should be a good time. Should be a good crowd, too.
Everybody,
2 o'clock show, that sometimes throws people off, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully the word's gotten out good enough. And I had a couple of people that heard you was coming on the show, and a couple of them sent me questions. So if you didn't mind, if it took a minute, I was going to throw a couple of questions at you and get your thoughts on them. And the first one I got, you know, he says, you know, throughout your career, you know, you started out in Memphis, and, you know, you went to, you know, you've Continental in Florida. You wrestled all over the world, I mean, at different times. But, you know, Smoky Mountain, WCW, ECW, WWE, all the different eras of your career. What do you look back on the most fondly? What's your favorite time of Tracy Smothers' career?
You know, I can't say that there's ever a favorite time. Off and on, I've been in the business 32 years, and I've had a blast, and something I always wanted to do, and it's just hard. I mean, I can't tell you where I never didn't have a good time, and was just glad and fortunate and blessed to been in it as long as I have. And, you know, a lot of my friends, and probably know a lot too, aren't even with us no more or have passed away. It's a brutal, unforgiving business, and it can chew you up and spit you out, and it's hard on you. And I took breaks off and on, or I could have been a casualty myself because there's no off season. And
yeah.
We go out every night or several nights a week with injuries that, football players, basketball, baseball, any sports are out a week, month, half year, a whole season, a whole career. And we just keep going. They're just now getting that with the concussions, football, So it's a rough business, the travel, and a lot just can't hack it, it's hard to do. And now I just do it around my job. I haven't done it full time since 2008, and I never will again. I'm 52 years old, but I really like shows like what's coming on Sunday because you get to see a lot of old friends and new faces and other guys, that certainly pay dues and work hard. I just saw Johnny Morton down in Dyersburg one night and hadn't seen him in a while, and he's a good old boy, and he runs his custom matches with his wife, and everything, and they do real well with that, and he handles the business, it's a different ball game now, it's just crazy, but I'm just thankful to still be a part of it. And it's just hard to say. I did 22 tours in Japan. I did 11 tours in Europe, United Kingdom. I wrestled for WWE, doing WWF, TNA a little bit, I never did Ring of Honor, USWA, Continental, Smoky Mountain, a little bit of World Class. I worked for New Japan, All Japan, Wing, IWA, Japan, and, just several others, and went to Mexico a couple of times, so just glad to have gotten to have done that, and no other job you would really get to travel and see the world like that, so, it was a lot of fun. I may be going back to Europe and the United Kingdom in maybe the end of June here. I don't know yet. Let's finalize that. We'll see. But anymore, I don't like to be going from home too long.
I hear you. You even did some of those death matches over in Japan at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, I have with Cactus Jack and Terry Funk. And this Jason thing is pretty crazy. But like I said, it's a brutal business, and you got to play hurt, and it takes a toll on you, and it really does. I do as much. I used to do more in a week than I do in a month now. And gosh, I did 3 shows a few weeks ago. It killed me.
Yeah.
A lot of young guys out there and veterans still in the mix and trying to make it and get a break, but heck, I just want to go have fun.
Right. Well, I followed your career from the Mason-Dixon connection in Memphis with John Paul up through all the way up to now. And you were always able to. Huh?
He is an airplane pilot for one of the big airlines.
Oh, really?
Been a long time. Yeah,
Wow. I always wondered what had happened to him. He's one of those guys that left the business and you just didn't hear much of him. He doesn't do the fan fest circuits or any of that kind of stuff. So.
No. It's pretty good.
But, you were always able to evolve and keep with the times, and you were one of those guys that was equally as good as a baby face as you were a heel. I always preferred you as a heel because, it's just, such good stuff. I don't know if a lot of people know or remember this, but your time in Memphis and USWA when you were tagging up with, he was going by Jesse James Armstrong at the time around the time of the Smoky Mountain USWA feud. I mean, so much good stuff that I wish they would get put on that WWE networks. Man, there's so much good stuff in Memphis that people who aren't from this region
aren't ready to. Lawler had been talking with them about, selling it to them, so you never know. Might be before long.
Well, you know, speaking of that, one of the questions I got sent, I've got sitting here, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but, you know, Bobby Fulton of the Fantastics has been making a big stir here lately, you know, saying how, you know, WWE should be paying the boys royalties for all these matches that are airing on the WWE Network. Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you feel like that, because you're on there a lot, and, you know, WCW, ECW, WWE, there's a lot of Tracy Smothers footage out there. I mean, do you feel like you deserve royalties for that, or do you feel like maybe that helps promote bookings like the one you're doing this weekend, keeping your name out there and getting you out in front of a whole new audience?
When you, any show, TV you appear on, you've already signed a waiver that says they have the rights to that. I ain't really looked into that, and I ain't checked in. I've read some on it, and I see everybody going off, trashing each other, and, you know, and everything else. And I don't know who's Bobby's talked to and what he's got going, and it's not none of my business. And I love Bobby Fulton. I love Bob Cook. I love all those guys involved, and Jerry Wiseman, every one of them. But, you know, Jerry's a reporter, so it's a story for him, and that's how he makes his money. And, you know, I honestly don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's got a leg to stand on or not. I saw that with Billy Jack. And, I guess he's got a big lawsuit too. And I think Vito does. And whatever they're doing, that's on them. And that's what they got going. And they may have merit to everything that they got. Obviously, they think they do. Or they wouldn't be trying to do it. So, I mean, I know the risk has taken and everything on all of that and everything. And, you know, I ain't saying nobody's wrong, nobody's right. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But, they got lawyers that'll fight you to the end of time, WWE, for anything like that. So, you know, good
right.
luck. You know, you're going to have a hard time. You know.
Exactly. You know, and I'm not
knocking them for trying to do. Bobby got out of the business for several years, and he's got back in it some around, and I think he runs his own business and has something. And he obviously believes in what he's doing, or he wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And he has the right to go after whatever, but on social media, everybody attacks everybody, and you know, I mean, that's just how it is. You know how it is. Facebook is a freaking zoo. So is Twitter, right? I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, absolutely. It's I don't know. It's a weird element to the wrestling business now.
Yeah.
In some ways, it's good for the advertisement and getting word out there. But then, like you said, the guys just attack each other and trash each other's shows.
There's no privacy. Anything said, somebody can put it on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. People air all the drama, and I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to live. I'm just thankful to be alive. You know, I really am. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, comment nothing negative either way on that. And it ain't none of my business.
That's cool, man. That's cool. I'm just glad you're still doing what you do.
You know what I mean? I do. It breaks my heart to see guys fussing and fighting and people cutting each other's throats. You know, you see guys get shows shut down and doing this, doing that. And all it does is hurt the business. What if your kids or whole family in general or a group of friends, whatever, heard all this negativity? Would you want to go to a wrestling show?
Absolutely.
Hearing all
not.
That? It's supposed
Absolutely.
To be family entertainment. And, you know, of course, there's different twists with the smart marks and, you know, there's different spins, I guess you'd say, and I don't know. Can we all just get along? Yeah.
I hear you, man. Well, there's a little more lighthearted question here. It's not really, I guess, not even really a question, but, you know, it says here that it's well known that Tracy Smothers is a thug, but he can't seem to remember what it stands for. He was wondering if you could remind us what thug stands for.
T is for terrible, H is for hell, U is for ugly, and G is for jail, because a thug can't spell.
There it is.
The guys
that's
I grew up
one of my all-time favorites.
You want to hear some nicknames of some guys I grew up with? If you want to hear these?
Yeah.
The thugs is Peppy, Stud, Cockbite, Jambo, Wild Dog, Snoopy, Superman, Bow Wow, I was called Big Rake, just several others, Beano, Chirp, just crazy. Just all, you know, just all good old boys. It was all good.
That's awesome.
Back then, there wasn't, you know, all these colors. There wasn't gangs. There wasn't robbing people and wasn't, you know, pushing drugs or any of that. And if they had a problem with somebody, it was one-on-one, and maybe a few of them bust out, but it wasn't nothing crazy. They may party or hang out afterwards. I mean, I don't know, you know. It's crazy.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, man. We're gonna have some fun this Sunday in Ripley, Mississippi. We're gonna see who you end up across the ring from.
I believe meet and greet's about 12:30. Is that right? I thought right.
Yes, sir. That's it.
So get there to meet all the guys, all the legends, and do and. You know, autographs and the whole nine yards, and the show starts at 2:00, and should be a great show. Austin Idol, Barbarian, Luke Williams, who's being inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame, Sabu,
yes.
Motley Crue, that's going to be a crazy match right there. Motley's probably one of the most underrated guys around, Motley Crue. You know,
absolutely.
So, it'll be a good one. It'll be a good show.
Well, Tracy, we're looking forward to seeing you out there Sunday, my man. And you have safe travels down there, man. I hope all this snow and stuff gets on through there and clears out by the weekend. And you have a safe trip down. And I know all the fans are looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to seeing you as well.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you Sunday. See all the rest of the fans there. 2:00 bell time, 12:30 meet and greet. Thanks for having me, Gene.
Thank you, Tracy. Have a good one.
Okay. All right. You too.
Bye.
CWA Pro Wrestling returns to the Tippah County Coliseum in Ripley, Mississippi, Sunday, March the 8th. Superstars appearing, Bushwhacker Luke, Tracy Smothers, The Barbarian, The Homicidal, Suicidal, Genocidal Maniac, Sabu, and the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. For ticket information, dial 662-664-6271. CWA Championship Wrestling, don't miss it.
All right, welcome back to our CWA Night of Legends special, and right now I'm joined by another legend that's going to be in Ripley, Mississippi this Sunday, and I'm talking about none other than the man who is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame WrestleMania weekend, the one and only Bushwhacker Luke Williams. Luke, welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, good to be on the show, mate, and I'm looking forward to marching into Ripley this Sunday afternoon with all my old legend mates. It's going to be a great time, mate. We're going to blow the roof off the Coliseum there. Is that Tippah County Coliseum?
Tippah County Coliseum, that's right. Going to have Bushwhacker Luke, Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, The Barbarian, Tracy Smothers, Sabu, and all kinds of local favorites. It's going to be a huge show, and I know the fans are really excited to see you there, a longtime favorite, Luke, but especially a big year for you this year, man. You getting inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. How excited are you about that?
Oh, very, very excited, mate. Well, I can say though, about bloody time.
No, but exactly, man.
It's a great thing, mate, getting into the WWE Hall of Fame, especially coming from a little country like New Zealand. Two boys from a country way down south. People don't know where that is. It's below Australia, the next place south of that is the South Pole. So you know how far that is. And we
exactly.
Many years ago, we decided we'd gone as far as we could in New Zealand, and we'd worked in Singapore worked a lot in Australia, of course, and the Middle East. And then we said all the magazines at the time was American wrestling, you know, North American wrestling, and that. So we packed our bags and made it over to the big stage. Well, the country at the time, it was a big stage to us, but we never knew about the greatest stage on earth, which we were on for 9 years for WWF. That was the greatest stage, and then now we're going into the Hall of Fame. It's been a long trip, mate, but we're there at last.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. A lot of fans may only be familiar, the younger fans may only be familiar with the fun-loving Bushwhackers from the WWF, and they may not realize that the hardcore wrestling that became so popular with ECW in the late 90s, the Sheepherders ushered that in. You guys brought that to America when you came in from New Zealand. You guys, along with Jonathan Boyd, is the Sheepherders, I mean, all kinds of bloody, violent battles long before it became as popular as it did in the 90s.
Yeah, we were hardcore before it became a name brand.
Heck, absolutely, absolutely.
We
I can remember
doing,
seeing
when we were doing, believe it or not, we were doing in the 70s, we were doing barbed wire cage matches, pole wire glove matches, anything to do, you know, wild matches. When I first when I left with New Zealand, we had the Beauty and the Beast gimmick. You know, I didn't Butch around on a chain. He was actually Brute Miller, not Butch Miller. It was Beauty and the Beast. And then I used to leave him on a chain and bring and then we're doing wild stuff. And, you know, of course, Vince changed this. A lot of people say, how could you go from being a violent tag team, blood and guts tag team, to the lovable Sheba, to the lovable Bushwhackers? Well, that's easy. Money. When you're professional, you're looking at that. You look at that, and we changed our whole contrast, you know. And looked at the thing was, we went from a wrestling tag team to a celebrity tag team, because WWE has made, you know, they've made us celebrities. A lot of functions all around the country, television shows, what we worked on. I'm not talking about wrestling television shows, you know. All kinds of, you know, shows on television, you know, evening shows, Personality Square, stuff like that. And then and Sportsman of the Year dinners everywhere, that you change the whole character.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you guys went from a hardcore tag team to, like you say, being nationally and worldwide recognized celebrities. I mean, people who aren't even hardcore wrestling fans or even follow wrestling still recognize and know the Bushwhackers and know who you are. So that's pretty amazing to accomplish.
Funny. It's funny what the people remember, mate. They don't remember the wrestling, but they remember the swinging arms and the head licking. It sounds so crazy. When I say it like that, mate, it sounds so crazy. But I'll be coming into Ripley County Coliseum this Sunday. Doing what I do best at the moment. That's the old Bushwhacker. You're swinging the arms and shaking hands, licking a few heads, and trying to have a great time entertaining the people.
Well, that's what the fans want to see. And everybody listening right now, the show starts at 2 p.m., but the meet and greet starts at 12:30. So if you want to come out, you want to meet Bushwhacker Luke, you want to get a picture, get something signed, him and all the other legends are going to be there at 12:30, and I know you're looking forward to meeting all your fans there in Ripley, Mississippi.
And I'm looking forward to meeting my old buddies, too, the Barbarian, and one I haven't seen for so long, the Idol, Austin Idol. I haven't seen Austin Idol since the 70s. How's that?
Absolutely. A very rare appearance by the Universal Heartthrob, so, I mean, and when you get a chance to see this many legends all together at once, and like I say, a guy who invented hardcore and Bushwhacker Luke in the same building with Sabu from ECW, who helped bring it nationwide. So that'll be an interesting photo opportunity right there to have the Bushwhacker and Sabu together.
Yeah, Sabu is an old friend too, mate, from a long time back. Yes, I'm looking forward to coming to that Tippett County Coliseum and being in the ring with all these guys and doing what we do best. And I hope all you folks come along, because I know this is going to be a bloody slobber knocker.
Absolutely. Well, Luke, I know it's getting late, man, and we're going to let you get off here, but I appreciate you being on the show and I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. And I just like the fans, I'm very excited to see you this Sunday in Ripley, and congratulations on the much-deserved induction into the WWE Hall of Fame. And like you said, it's about time.
Yeah, thank you very much, folks, and hope to see you all shake your hand. Sunday afternoon in Ripley, Mississippi. Whoa!
Thank you, sir. You take care and have a wonderful evening.
You too, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, there it was. That's our CWA Night of Legends special. I want to thank Tracy Smothers and Bushwhacker Luke for being on the show. It's great talking to both those guys, and it's going to be great to see them live in person this Sunday, March the 8th at 2 p.m. at the Tippah County Coliseum in Ripley, Mississippi. Of course, the Tippah County Coliseum is located on Highway 15 in Ripley, right across from the First Monday Flea Market on the fairgrounds out there. Like we've been saying through this whole thing, it's going to be a huge show. You're going to get to see Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, The Barbarian, Bushwhacker Luke as he goes into the WWE Hall of Fame here in a couple weeks, WrestleMania weekend. Of course, you're going to have the wild-eyed Southern boy Tracy Smothers. You're going to have local favorites like HGH, Johnny Morton, the Hale County Misfits, Megastar Memphis Monroe. And then, of course, the huge main event, Mid-South hardcore legend himself, Motley Crue, going against ECW legend, the homicidal, suicidal, genocidal Sabu. All that, a lot more, and of course you can go to facebook.com/CWAAction for more details, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting show. Now, before we get out of here, let's plug a few more things that's going on. Of course, I want to mention we are brought to you by WrestlingNewsCenter.com. Check out WrestlingNewsCenter.com daily for news stories, results, columns, upcoming events, and much, much more. Everything you need to stay informed about the world of professional wrestling at WrestlingNewsCenter.com. And, of course, as always, we are brought to you by Bomberwear, high-quality pro wrestling gear made by the Bomber Jack Lord. Tights, trunks, singlets, masks, you name it, and Jack Lord can make it happen. And, in fact, he's going to be on the show next week. We're going to be talking to Jack Lord about a big show that he's involved with that I'll be plugging here in just a moment. But for gear, you can go on Facebook.com/Bomberwear. Or you can go to BomberJackLord@gmail.com, shoot him an email, and hit Jack up. He does great work. I can attest to that myself. He makes a lot of gear for my good friend Memphis Monroe, and it's all high-quality stuff, so check him out. Pro South Wrestling every Friday night at 622 Southern Avenue in Piedmont, Alabama. Doors open at 6 p.m. Bell time is 7 o'clock. Tickets are only $8. No reserve seats. First come, first serve. Kids 4 and under are free, and you can come out and check out Pro South stars like Ace and Amy Haven, Big Toon, the Pro South champion, Damian Serotone, Tyler Gage, Jed Johnson, Britt Jackson, Cowboy, Dusty McWilliams, Amos Moses, The Solution, all that and many, many more every Friday night at Pro South Wrestling. Also, IWF Slam TV is back. You can check it out at IWFSlam.com. You can have information on how you can get tickets to their regional television tapings. You can see the show right there on the website. You can go to YouTube and watch the show. And if you're in North Mississippi, you can see it on WCBI every Friday night at 1 a.m. Central. So go to IWFSlam.com and find out about all the big things going on in the IWF. All-Pro Championship Wrestling returns to Oklahoma, Mississippi this Saturday night, March the 7th. Bell time is 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a great night of action featuring Bad Attitude, Tony Dabbs, Southern Thunder, Chris Kilgore, the debut of megastar Memphis Monroe, the All-Pro Champion 3G, Eric Wayne, and the star of WGN's Wrestling with Death, Derek King, is going to be here this week, plus many more. So be there to check out what should be a very great show down there in Oklahoma. I mentioned Jack Lord a minute ago. He's got the Ring of Destiny down in Valley, Alabama. They're going to be making their debut on March the 14th at the Valley Sportsplex. It's going to feature a one-night tournament to crown the first ever Ring of Destiny champion. And like I said, my guest next week will be Jack Lord, and he's going to tell us about what they got going on down there. So be sure and tune in next week and find out more about Ring of Destiny. But if you can't wait till next week, go to facebook.com/Ring of Destiny for all the details. Saturday night, March 22nd, OWO comes to Nettleton, Mississippi at the high school. It's going to be a big fundraiser there. Superstar Bill Dundee, Barry Wolf, the Monroe Brothers, Parental Advisory, Pure Destruction, Hollywood, Jimmy Blaylock, and many, many more So get your tickets now. You can go to the OWO page on Facebook at facebook.com/OWO Wrestling, and you can get your tickets in advance. So make sure you check that out. And a couple more plugs before we go. Plug everybody else, so we'll go ahead and plug my stuff real quick. You can go to my YouTube page at youtube.com/TPTV. I've got all sorts of great content there. There's tons of old school wrestling matches and interviews and various other fun wrestling related stuff, old commercials, this and that. And not to mention, I'm constantly adding new interviews that I've been conducting at various shows that I go to throughout the world of wrestling. Most recently, a big series of interviews I did at the IWA Deep South Carnage Cup that took place this past weekend. An incredible event, wild and crazy, just like you've come to expect for the last 10 years from IWA Deep South, and that's going to be coming up on Smart Mark Video's website very soon, so get the DVD and check that out, because it is about the best death match tournament going on in the country today. So if you're going to watch death match wrestling, if you haven't seen it and you want to check it out, this will be the one to start with. Carnage Cup 10 from IWA Deep South at smartmarkvideo.com. Also, if you want to get in touch with me about your show, about promoting your show on the Locals of Legends Wrestling Radio, if you want to bring me to your show to be a part of it, if you want me there for TPTV, whatever the case may be, go add me on Facebook at facebook.com/kingofallwrestlingmedia. You can follow me on Twitter at Vince Hates Us All, which is named after my column at Wrestling News Center. Follow me on Instagram at GeneJackson95. And go to my Pro Wrestling Tees store and buy a t-shirt while you're there. Tees.com/GeneJackson. That's going to be it for our CWA Night of Legends special. And make sure you are at Ripley, Mississippi at the Tippah County Coliseum this Sunday at 2 p.m. And like Tracy said, be there at 12:30. That's going to be the meet and greet. That's where you can get out there and meet Austin Idol, Barbarian, Bushwhacker Luke, Tracy Smothers. All the stars of CWA will be out there signing autographs, taking pictures. And be sure you get there early. That way you can meet everybody, get good seats, and see all the great action that's going to take place this Sunday at 2 p.m. for the CWA Night of Legends. And we'll see you next week with my guest, Jack Lord.